Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now again, we're on holy ground right here. We're talking about Jesus, the Son of God, how he's not just better than the prophets, he's better than even the angels. Christ is better than the angels. And it talks about in verse number 4, being made so much better than the angels. I wrote something down the other day. Let me read this, okay? He became better than the angels. How is that possible? He's the creator of the angels. So how can the creation be greater than the creator? Well, he's not talking about the deity side. He's talking about Jesus through his humanity side. And let me read this. Through his incarnation and through his crucifixion and through his resurrection, because of what Jesus did here on this earth, he became better. In other words, let me show you. Christ is first in order in rank and position and inheritance. Remember, we talked about that last week, about he and the inheritance of all things. What does that mean, he's inheritance of all things? Didn't he create it all? Yes, as God in deity. But in human form, we remember Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. He wasn't half God and half man. He was all God and all man. And because of that completed work on the cross of Calvary, and because of that resurrection, and praise the Lord for that resurrection, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't even be here today. But because of that, he being made so much more better than the angels, that because of what he did, let me read the rest of this. It may make it clearer. He became first in order in rank and position and inheritance. And then he said that he has a more excellent name than they. And that name is Son. Son. While the angels collectively were called the sons of God, remember in the book of Job, chapter number 1, the angels were talking, they were called collectively the sons of God. No angel has been given the name Son individually. Only one person receives that name. That's Jesus Christ. That excellent name. Name that is above every name. That in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Well, that name belongs to the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. So we see that when it talks about being made, he became because of that finished work on the cross. He did what God had sent him to do. Remember, Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, you can really get, there's other denominations, other religions that would tell you that Jesus was a created being. And they'll take one of this verse, they'll say, he was made. He was created. There are some groups that say that Jesus was just an angel, that Jesus and Satan are brothers. You've probably heard this. A group of people say that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. And Lucifer just went bad and Jesus came good, you know, and it's heretical. But yet we know from the Word of God that Jesus is the creator of all things. Of all things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, he created it all. Things that we see, the Bible talks about the things that are visible, things that are invisible. Things that we see, and the things that we don't see. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago about the atoms and the molecules, these things that we can't even fathom. He just spoke it into existence. Right. Well, because of what he did in the incarnation and in the crucifixion and the resurrection, he became, let me add this and I'm going to move on to verse number five. If he would not have died on the cross, and if he would not have resurrected from the grave, do you know we would still be lost? Our sins could not be forgiven. And everyone from Adam up through the Old Testament and all the killing of the lambs and the goats and all the sacrifices that were made, it would have been useless. when they took brought their offerings in the Old Testament, they were looking toward the cross, even though they don't understand it all. But Jesus, God never forgave them of their sins. Now get this. We read, going to read in Hebrews, don't you know that the blood of goats and of lambs doesn't forgive sin? What it did, it rolled sin over. Oh, it kept rolling it over and kept rolling it over and kept rolling over till Jesus actually paid the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of all time, past, present, and future, on the cross of Calvary. You following?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
When he did that, and he resurrected from the dead, that's where that he made so much better than the angels. He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name because of what he did. Nobody else could do that. We read in verse number 3 that he by himself purged him for our sins, and it had to be through his shed blood. Verse number 5. We see, first of all, that he, in verse number 4, that Christ is first in rank. Okay. Verse number 5, we see he's first in relationship. There's nobody like Jesus. He's first in relationship. And he talks about this in verse number 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. And again, speaking like to an angel, I'll be to him a father. And he shall be to me a son. Well, why would Paul take the time to point out that God's eternal son is and always have been superior to the angels? Why would he point that out, that he's so much better than the angels? Well, since Christ is the creator of all things, he created the angels. It stands to reason that Christ would be greater than that which is created. In other words, the creator is better than the creation. However, we need to remember who Paul was writing to. Paul was writing to the Hebrew believers, and they looked at angels much more in an important light, if you will, than we do, even in the New Testament. The Old Testament Jews held angels up in a high, what's the word am I looking for?
Esteem.
What? Esteem, yeah, and rightly so. Because to the Jewish people, angels held a very important part in God's economy. The angels, the Jews venerated angels because of their place in giving of the law of Moses. You don't have to turn there. In Acts chapter number 7, let me read this. Acts chapter number 7. You know how important the law was to the Jews? Well, Acts chapter number 7, verse number 53 tells us this. Who hath received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? Of course, that's a whole other. But you understand that Moses received the law in the presence of the angels. So the angelic beings were so important to the Jewish people because of the giving of the law. Galatians 3:19, we read these words. Wherefore then serveth the law? What's the purpose of the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come. What was the seed, or who was the seed? Christ. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. So you see again that the giving law was so important to the Jewish people, rightly so, but the angels were a very, very, very important part of that. And that's why Paul is emphasizing to these Jewish believers, listen, Christ is so much more better than the angels. Also, you remember all the other activities that angels took place in the Old Testament. I read this morning in my devotion about a fellow named Gideon. Remember Gideon? And again, it just refreshed my memory. We know about Gideon, where Gideon had that great army. The Midianites and Amorites were come against Israel, and they were and remember about the call of the army, and it was like 30,000, something like that, then 10,000 or something like that, and then he got down to 300. Wasn't it 300?
Yeah.
To defeat his whole army. Do you know how Gideon started? He was threshing wheat, and he was just a poor, just a nobody.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.